morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good, boys. What's happening?
Mate, we're looking forward to a very big race day today. Have you done... Matt's just put something on the table left to centre. Have you done any horse drafting in your career?
No, I don't think so. I'm just a little fella from the South Island in New Zealand. Down here.
Might be more of an Aussie sort of outbacky sort of a Kubra type activity, Jamie.
I would say so.
Your champion mare today, you know, she's a bit of a polarising horse in that... there's that tiny little asterisk about the record and the quality of the group wins. Would it actually silence a few knockers if she was to come out today and win a big group one up in Sydney?
Oh, sure. It'd be fantastic. She's got the record. And, of course, most of those are in New Zealand. There's no, you know, that's fine. We're happy with that. But, you know, she's still done a great job and won 14 group ones. You know, it's no easy feat.
You can never take that away from her, Jamie. And it's been a bit of an anxious week for everyone involved. Just explain what the situation's been with Melody Bell. And it's great to see that she will take her place today. But what was the background with the tying up? And can you just explain to the listeners exactly what that actually is?
So basically tying up is like cramps, you know, in the athlete. And sort of they shorten up a little bit. You know, you can tell pretty much as soon as they've walked, when they walk away from having the saddle off, if they're walking a little bit shorter than normal, then that's a key sign that she's tied up a little bit. So on Wednesday morning, she worked on the Kenzo. James came in and Marty was really pleased with how she worked. But obviously, when she pulled up, there was, you know, a few sort of indicators there that she had tied up a bit. And it's something that we have had to manage her very carefully through her career. And she's one of these mares that... outwardly might look like she's only had a sort of a very mild tie-up, but her blood suggested that she'd had, you know, a bit more of a, you know, a bit more than a mild tie-up. So we felt as though we had to notify the stewards. She's been on a little bit of treatment, and she's just swum through the rest of the week, and I'm confident that she's going to turn up there in good shape today, but obviously it's, you know, not the ideal thing that you want to happen sort of 3 days out from a big race.
Jamie, obviously that's one little negative. The other two maybe that are boxes that I don't know if they've been ticked properly. One is obviously 2,400 metres, and I guess when you get a mare of that quality, particularly once she's turned four, she doesn't really get those options, particularly in New Zealand, of races that would suit her at 2,400. So what can we expect from her? And also, the majority of her wins have been on softish tracks, and that's the other thing. You probably thought you'd be going to Rose Hill today and absolutely be certain that you get a soft five or soft six, but that's not the case. So 2,400 on a dry track.
I don't think it's going to be a problem. That's my gut feeling. Other people might see it a bit differently, but we sort of believe that she's been looking for this distance for a while and would have tried her out at this. You know, had we had sort of suitable options at a mile and a half quite crowd conditions in New Zealand, which we just don't. And our sort of, you know, feeling on her is that, you know, we don't think that she would have beaten Very Elegant in the Rambit or Aviv, and, you know, probably might just be outclassed a little bit in a Queen Elizabeth. So we thought this was a really nice race for her. A couple of those really big guns are missing. Still a quality field with a lot of depth, a lot of up-and-comers. But we just thought it was a nice time to try her out at the trip, and I don't think the good track is going to worry her too much. I would have been pretty mindful kicking her off at a mile and a half on a heavy track the first time. So, you know, we can get her to relax early. Good ground's probably going to make them run along a little bit, which should suit her. She's going to be back from a bit of an awkward fall, but I don't think the distance will be a problem.
We've seen, you know, obviously glimpses of her in the context of our group ones with McKinnon's and Empire Roses and races like that. How, in the context of her overall career at the stage she's at now with all the miles and the legs and the 14 group ones, how close to her absolute career best is she right now, do you think?
I don't think she's far away from it. You know, you look through her form this season. Okay, she got caught short in Sydney in the spring, sprinting. Brought her home, mile 2,000 metres, no problem. Good enough to come back over and run third with McKinnon against Arcadia Queen and some of the best that Australia could offer. Her form in the autumn has been fantastic. She had one blip at Tarapa there where she just had absolutely no luck. Apart from that, she been unbeaten. So, we think she's going really well. I guess the thing that is in the back of their mind is the tie-up on Wednesday, which we had to document. But apart from that, very hard to call.
It's probably not the strongest Tancred we've ever seen, Jamie. So she's got a red-hot opportunity today. Is there probably fair to say she hasn't performed as well in Sydney as what she has in Melbourne? Is that any concern in the back of your mind?
Yeah, 100% her record suggests that. But, you go back and look at her run in the Doncaster last year, where she ran fourth, beaten a length and a half. And she's no better than four deep a trip. Mm. She's run some great races in Sydney, but just hasn't had that rub of the green, hasn't been able to notch that Group 1. She was fantastic in the Queen Elizabeth last year, run fourth, beaten a couple of lengths. So her form in Sydney is good, but obviously she hasn't won that big one, which we're hoping that we might be able to achieve today.
It's a bit of symmetry. I don't know how close she is to the end of her career, but the first time ever, the greatest New Zealand jockey of modern times rides the greatest New Zealand horse of modern times in James McDonald today.
Yeah, really excited to have James on. James was stable apprentice for Dave at Te Ako when Mark was training, way back when he was still an apprentice before he made the move to Australia. And, obviously, his career has gone forward and leaps and downs since then, so... he's a very smart jockey. He'll ride her well, and we've got full confidence in him, and thrilled to have him on. And because he's on, it means very elegant isn't there, which is a help.
and a great sense of pride from New Zealanders about the origins of Very Elegant too, with Zed up on that mountain station. How close to the end? Forgive me if there's been a story that I haven't seen this week, but is she getting close to the end of the career, Melody Bell?
Yes, she is. Yep, this will be her last season of racing. She will. She'll probably. The plan is to head towards the Hollandale and the Boomer Cup, and that'll probably be her last couple of runs. She has another run between now and then. I'm not sure. We'll just get through today, make a bit of a plan. But she'll be sold at the Magic Millions sale, and we're hoping that a bit of a travel bubble will be up and going by then, and we might be able to get over and watch her race.
Well, if she's successful today, I imagine the whole team would get on the bubbles, Jamie. And that's the segue to the horse you've got favoured in the Group 1 in New Zealand today.
Yeah, looking forward to today. Got a nice team of runners down here at Awapuni. Just about put the saddle on the first one. On the bubbles, and I wish I win. Two really nice chances in the race. They haven't run on soft ground before, which we've got down here today. But on the bubbles couldn't be any better. His work's been spot on. And he's good tough sort of horse. It's been up a while, and he is handling, the training and travelling very well.
Are you about to put the saddle on a winner?
He's a chance. He's not over the line, but he will run well. He's a horse called Leaderboard. He came to Sydney Middle Front up in the spring. Since then, sort of kept him left-handed. He's going over a mile again today. Probably needs 2,000. He was supposed to run the other day over 2,000 in a meeting down here, was abandoned. So just try to keep him fresh for this. But yeah, those two-year-olds are probably the pick for us. We've got a couple of nice chances with Alice. One called Mai Tai, one called Phantom Witness. So your listeners can have a couple of dollars on them.
Hey, so if you're not mega confident, because I've got my phone app open, what should we be having? Is there anything in the race that you think is a clear danger at big odds or anything like that?
That's a good even field. There's a lot of two-year-olds end up in this race that are sort of coming into their own, a little bit later into the autumn. I wouldn't be swapping out there for anything else.
Jamie, you always give us time, even when the saddle's over the arm and you're about to put it on one of your runners in the next in New Zealand. Mate, best of luck today, especially in the Group 1s at home and with Melody Bell and the Tancred. And we appreciate your time again on a Saturday morning.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.